This is a Brookwood production of an Engineering is Elementary story.
When you hear the harp, turn the page.
Wanda Neal's Football Frog, a bioengineering story, read by Alejandro Ramirez. Chapter 1, Game Day. Wanda Neal tossed a water bottle into his duffel bag and scanned the rest of his contents. Gonzalez t-shirt? Check. Towel? Check. He was ready to go. Wanda Neal threw the bag over his shoulder and ran through the kitchen, towards the front room of the house. Friends and neighbors were sitting at small tables eating Mamá Tere's delicious food. Mamá Tere's pupuseria was always busy on weekends. Afternoons, just as Juan Daniel stepped into the hot Salvadoran sunlight, ready to sprint to the field, a voice called to him, Juan Daniel, not even a kiss for your grandmother? It was Mamá Tere. Juan Daniel skidded to a stop and ran back inside and placed a kiss on her cheek. I'll be home. After the game, he called already out the door. Buena suerte, Mamá Tere called. She shook her head and smiled before turning back to her customers. Chapter 2, Bench. As Juan Daniel tore down the dusty road, he looked toward the thick trees in the distance. Although Juan Daniel's town was located on the edge of Imposible, a rainforest reserve in El Salvador, he knew from experience that El Campo de Fútbol, the soccer field, would be hot and dry. And there were no trees to block the beating sun, and since it was the middle of the dry season, it hadn't rained for months. Hola, Carlos, Juan Daniel yelled to his best friend. Carlos waved to him and gave the ball a fierce kick. Halfway across the field, Juan Daniel jogged out to him and started warming up. Hey, nice shirt. Is it new? Carlos teased Juan Daniel. Wore this t-shirt to every soccer game. He got in it when he had visited the capital, San Salvador, 2 years ago. While he was there, he had seen the soccer idol, Jorge El Mágico González, number 11, on the national team in a parade. This t-shirt was a replica of El Mágico soccer jersey. Are you ready for the big game? Carlos asked. More than ready, Juan Daniel said. Juan Daniel and his friends had been playing soccer against other boys from their own town every weekend for almost a month. There were two games left to determine the neighborhood champion. Juan Daniel knew his team could win. They just had to focus. You guys ready? Called Jose Eduardo, the captain of the other team. Juan Daniel looked up at him and nodded. Jose Eduardo toward all of the other boys on the field. Hey, he may have size, thought Juan Daniel, but I have speed. From the game start, Juan Daniel proved himself right by quickly running up to the field to score his first goal. The team lined up for the kickoff and started playing again. The ball and sprinted up the field. He saw the goalie hunkering down, getting ready to block his shot. Juan Daniel brought his foot back. He just as he was about to connect with the ball, he felt a hard push against his shoulder. It was Jose Eduardo. Juan Daniel hit the ground. Carlos jumped over and knelt down by the venue. He's just a bully. Forget him, Carlos said. Juan Daniel whipped. Wiped the dust out of his eyes and moved to hoist himself up. Ah! Juan Daniel cried as he leaned on his arm. He crumpled. My arm! He gasped. More of Juan Daniel's teammates ran over as they saw him hit the ground again. Faker, we know you're just playing, called one of Jose Eduardo's teammates. What are we gonna do? Asked Carlos. I can play, I swear, said Juan Daniel. I just fell on it hard and it won't even bother me. No, Juan Daniel, Javier, the team's forward broken. This is a really important game, but we need to be able to play in the next game, too. What if you hurt your arm even more by swinging it as you run? You should at least rest for a little bit. Juan Daniel saw Tempest nodding in agreement with his good arm. Juan Daniel pushed himself up and headed toward a bench. Chapter 3, A Football Frog. Juan Daniel set out the rest of the first half. His teammates were holding their own, but it was a close game. As he started As he stared out onto the field, something popped into view. It was a frog. Wanda Neal watched it hop around the edge of the field. He swooped up the frog and looked into its bright gold eyes. Running a finger along the frog's green and brown patterned skin, Wanda Neal paused. "Hey, it seems like there's something wrong with you," he said. The frog's skin was dry like paper, nothing at all like the most skin of frogs he found in the rainforest. "What's that?" asked Carlos after slinging down a mouthful of his water bottle. Wanda Neal jumped in surprise. He had been so interested in the frog that he didn't notice Carlos had taken a water break. "I found this frog on the edge of the field," Wanda Neal said. "Don't you think it's strange that he's out there? Usually, I find frogs in El Imposible hanging out under rainforest. Plants and logs where it's wet and cool. The frog is out here in the blazing sun. The other day, my papa was talking about an article he read in the newspaper," Carlos said. "He's still catching his breath with so much of the rainforest being cut down. A lot of animal habitats are being lost. The animals have nowhere to go and sometimes end up in the wrong place," Carlos looked down as Wanda Neal's arm. "How are you feeling?" "My arms are feeling a lot better," Wanda Neal said. And it did feel much better, but Carlos gave Wanda Neal a look of disbelief before he jogged back onto the field. "Looks like we've got something in common," Wanda Neal said to the frog. "We're both in the wrong place here, on the sideline." Wanda Neal grabbed his water bottle and carefully sprinkled water on the frog. "Maybe that'll make sure you're more comfortable until the end of the game," he said. As the frog settled into the shade of Wanda Neal's shadow, Wanda Neal watched his teammates with just a few minutes left. Wanda Neal knew his team would need some quick moves to get a goal. Wanda Neal noticed his teammate Ernesto looking tired. Justin and Ernesto jogged toward the bench and reached for his water bottle. Wanda Neal began talking a mile a minute. "Ernesto, you've got to let me in for the last minute. I know I can do this. My arm's feeling a lot more better, and all I have to do is sprint down the field and get one good kick in." Ernesto was huffing and puffing, taking sips of water between breaths. "Does your arm really feel better?" "Yes, it really does, I promise," Wanda Neal pleaded. "Okay," Ernesto said slowly. "Go get him." A huge grin spread across Wanda Neal's face. He tightened his shoelaces and reached for the water bottle to take a drink, sitting right next to it as if waiting to wish him luck was the frog. "Watch this," Wanda Neal said to the frog as he ran to get into position. Wanda Neal took off for midfield with out of the lane, racing through his vines. He barely felt a thing when he pumped his arms while he ran. He glanced over his shoulder and saw Carlos kick the ball through the air in high arc. As soon as it landed in front of him, Wanda Neal began dribbling the ball down the field near the goal. Wanda Neal glanced to each side for defenders. He booted the ball hard toward the goal. It seemed to move slow in motion, and it sailed through the goalpost. "Woo-hoo!" he yelled, Carlos. Giving Juan Daniel a congratulatory slap on the back, all his teammates soon crowded around. "That was awesome," said Mario. "How could you manage to come back so strong after that fall?" Juan Daniel shrugged. "I don't know. I just knew I could do it. Plus, I had a little luck with that frog," he said, pointing to the frog still sitting near his water bottle. "A frog?" asked Mario. "Yeah, a frog. But not just any frog, a lucky frog, and our new team mascot," said Juan Daniel. "I think everyone, including the frog, should head back to Grandma's pupuseria. We need some victory food." Chapter 4, A Helpful Visit. Later that day, after the celebratory dinner with his team, Juan Daniel helped Mama Teresa serve plates of steaming pupusas. On a table in the corner, the frog looked from a large bowl that Juan Daniel had placed him in. "Juan Daniel," Mama Teresa called, "can you help those people who just came in? I wonder why what they're doing here." Juan Daniel thought it wasn't often that outsiders stopped in Juan Daniel's town. They usually just passed through on their way to the rainforest. There was a blonde woman with an accent and a Salvadoran man and woman both in business suits. Fontanelle walked over to their order. I think that with one more trip in the rainforest, we'll have the data we need to go back to the lab, said the Salvadoran man. Well, that's only if the frogs don't hide themselves in a bunch of leaves, added the blonde woman. Frogs! Juan Daniel cried out before he even realized he opened his mouth. I found a frog today, Juan Daniel pointed towards the corner table where he had left the frog. It looks like frogs are everywhere you least expect them, laughed the blonde woman as she stuck out her hand. Hi, I'm Kristen Peters. My colleagues and I have been studying frogs in Imposible. Juan Daniel intruded himself and shook her hand. Where did you find that frog? She asked. Juan Daniel explained to Mrs. Peters about the dusty soccer field and how long had the frog had been his team's lucky mascot. I'm glad he brought you good luck, Miss Peters said. These frogs are having an awfully hard time with so much of the rainforest being cut down. But it looks like you're taking pretty good care of him. Just make sure to keep him moist. Frogs need moist skin so they can absorb air into their bodies. I poured some water on him at the game, Juan Daniel said. But hopefully I'll play in all of the next game, so I won't be around to pour water on him. I'll have to think of a better way to keep him moist. Juan Daniel felt a hand on his shoulder and turned to see Mama Teresa smiling and shaking her head. Juan Daniel, I think these people stopped by for food, not to have you talk their ears off. It's okay, said Miss Peters. He was just telling me about his frog, Juan Daniel. If you have a few minutes, you might be interested to hear about some of the work that I do. I bet it would help you come up with a way to help your frog. Juan Daniel looked hopefully at Mama Tere. Well, I can't have a frog sitting in the pulseria forever, can I? Mama Tere asked. Go ahead and sit and figure out what to do with it. Juan Daniel grinned and pulled up a chair. Miss Peters explained that she traveled into the forest in search of amphibians such as frogs, so she could study the special properties of their skin. Frog skin is pretty neat, said Miss Peters. Frog skin and people skin is a membrane. Membranes protect us like a shield, keeping harmful things out of our bodies. But they also let some things pass through out of our bodies. But they're like water and oxygen. Frogs don't usually swallow water to drink. They absorb water through their skin. Some frogs have skin with what we call antimicrobial properties. Their skin can fight bacteria and viruses. Can you imagine if people came up with some sort of coating like that, studying frog skin and help us create new medicines or vaccines? Juan Daniel nodded. That's cool. So you are a scientist? Miss Peters shook her head. No. The two people I am with are scientists. It's really important to work closely with scientists in my job, though. I'm a bioengineer. I use what I know about math and science, especially biology or things found in nature, to solve problems that living things might have, like people or a frog. I guess figuring out how to keep my frog skin moist during the game is an engineering problem, said Daniel. It sure is, said Miss Peters. How were you thinking of solving it? I haven't thought too much about it yet, said Juan Daniel. I have an idea that might get you started, said Miss Peters. You could try taking a walk outside, and sometimes nature has already solved a problem in a unique way. When bioengineers look at how nature works, we can get some great information that helps us create technologies, things or processes that help us solve problems. So I could create a technology that helps solve my problem, said Juan Daniel. That's a great idea. I think I'll take a trip to the rainforest. By now, the two Salvadorans were done with their pupusas. As they stood their chairs back from the table, Juan Daniel stood to say goodbye. I tell you what, said Miss Peters, I'll be back here in a few days. Maybe I can stop by to see how your solution is coming along. As Miss Peters and her co-workers walked out of the door, Juan Daniel sat back down at the table. Who knew that there were engineers out there studying and trying to design something like fog skin? She thought, and who knew they traveled to places like my little town in El Salvador. Chapter 5, A Trip to the Rainforest. Before the sun sank below in the horizon, Juan Daniel walked over to the edge of the forest in a sound that led to El Imposible. He stood in a small clearing and looked straight up into the leafy canopy above him. Faint rays of sun flittered on through and made a spotty pattern on the ground. Juan Daniel touched his head to listen. A blue-crowned motmot, the national bird of El Salvador, that was flying nearby. He caught a glimpse of the words or his throat and blue wings before he disappeared into the forest. Juan Daniel heard a rushing sound and headed out to the clearing toward it. He got closer. As he got closer, he realized that what it was, a waterfall, as a sheet of cascading water coming into view. Juan Daniel grimaced. He's imagining his poor fox sitting underneath the waterfall. I don't think he'd stand a chance being here with all of that water, Juan Daniel thought. He saw the trees and bushes at the base of the waterfall and thought about Miss Peters and Miss Peters had said about the frogs hiding themselves inside leaves. He walked towards a tree and rubbed the waxy green surface of a leaf. Suddenly, he noticed a sparkle of light out the corner of his eye. He looked closer. The light reflection of the bead of water was on one of the leaves, made the drops shine like a tiny jewel. Juan Daniel watched the water slowly slide down the leaf and make a splash. He reached out to catch the drop in his hand. That's it, Juan Daniel realized. I need to make something that will drip just enough water onto the frog to keep it moist. Now I need to figure out how to design it. Chapter 6, Modeling a Membrane. The next day after lunch, Juan Daniel sat inside the pupuseria, wondering how he could design something to help his frog. His sister Marcela walked in and noticed him looking intently into the frog's bowl. You're still thinking about that frog? She asked. Well, he's a champion, just like I want to be, Juan Daniel answered. Here it is, the middle of the dry season, and he was out in the bright, hot sun away from the natural home. But he was hoping right along. Before I bring him in back to the rainforest, I want him with me at our last game. You will win again, I'm sure of it, said Marcela. Juan Daniel smiled at her. I hope so, but there's one more thing that I have to figure out before this frog can help lead us to victory. Marcela raised her eyebrows in a question. This frog is supposed to live in the rainforest, where it's moist. Out in the field, it's hot and dry. So what are you going to do? Give him a teeny tiny glass of water? Marcela giggled. No, frogs don't drink water like we do. I learned that the other day that they absorb water through their skin. But I bet I can come up with a way to help get water to him. Juan Daniel said, I have already started imagining some ideas. You sound like a scientist, said Marcela. No, like an engineer, Juan Daniel said. They use science to help them design solutions to problems, just like this one. Juan Daniel began telling Marcela about his talk with Miss Peters and his discoveries in El Imposible. Then he grabbed a piece of paper and started sketching out a bunch of ideas he had imagined. What I think we need, he said, as he continued sketching, is the type of membrane. A membrane? Marcela asked. Well, a model of a membrane is, it will separate the container where the frog lives from a container filled with water. The membrane will let some water drip through just enough to keep the frog moist. I get it, said Marcela. It will be just as the frog lived under our water tank and we poked a couple of holes in it, so he gets sprinkled with water. Yes, Juan Daniel cried Juan Daniel. That's exactly the type of thing that we need to do. Only we have to make sure he's really just showered, not flooding. If there's too much, I bet the water would be dirty after a few days of the frog living in it. And we can't change the water too often since we only get water from the well twice a week. It sounds like you're off to a great start. Oh, great, you're back, Juan Daniel said. He introduced his sister and then turned back to the pictures he had drawn. I have some ideas, Miss Peters, said Juan Daniel. But I'm not exactly sure on what to do next. Maybe you'll want to use the steps that I find helpful in my work. They're called the engineering design process. First, you ask some good questions and imagine lots of possible solutions, just like you've started to do already. Then you think about the materials you could use, making a fan and create your design. Finally, you see if there's any way to improve it. Juan Daniel looked from his Peters to his lucky frog. That sounds like a good idea, Juan Daniel said. I think I can do that. I'll help you get started, said Marcela. We could test some materials that we have around the house to see how well water moves through them. What about one of the sponges that Mama Teres from Mama Teres' kitchen? Yeah, and I have an old t-shirt that we could cut up, said Juan Daniel. That's great, said Miss Peters. I know you two will come up with something wonderful. I wish I could see it, but I came to say goodbye and wish you luck. I leave for the university tomorrow, and I won't be back for a long time. You're leaving? Juan Daniel asked. His eyes started around the pizzeria. It was a Salvadoran customer to give a guest something before they left. His eyes lit up to the spot of the dry gourd hanging from a colorful string on the wall. He put it down and handed it to Miss Peters. This is a tecomate, he said. And some of the we use to collect water. I know it's not the best way to get water from to my frog, but maybe you will remember me by it. Thank you, Juan Daniel. I will. With a smile and wave, Miss Peters was out the door. Together, Miss Juan Daniel and Marcelo tested sponges, fabric, and plastic bag with holes punched into it, and other materials that they found around the house. They imagined putting some of the materials together and tested them to see how water traveled through both of them. When they thought they had figured out a combination of materials that worked well, they drew a plan. They built their model membrane and left it as it set up overnight to see how much water had traveled through it by the next morning. After changing some of the materials to improve the model membrane, Juan Daniel thought his design in the frog would be ready for the big game. But the question is, thought Juan Daniel, am I ready? Chapter 7, Champions. On the morning of the big game, Juan Daniel woke with the sun. He peered up out the window and saw peach rays. A of light reaching across the sky. He could feel the fluttering of nervousness in his stomach, but also excitement and determination in his heart. Juan Daniel wandered outside and started running drills. All he could think was football. Before he knew it was time for the game, he picked up his frog sitting in the bowl under the membrane he had designed and headed to the field. Juan Daniel's team kept the game tight until the game of the first half. Then two well-placed kids from Jose Eduardo's team led Juan Daniel's team 2 goals behind. As halftime began, the team gathered at the bench. Juan Daniel glanced toward the frog, who was still hopping around, cool and comfortable under his newly designed membrane. We need some luck now more than ever, thought Juan Daniel. Carlos' voice rose in a panic. What are we going to do? In 5 minutes, they scored 2 goals. Guys, cried Juan Daniel, we can do this. I know it. Juan Daniel paused for a few moments as an idea clicked in his mind. You know, I learned about this thing the other day, this process. Maybe it could help us here. We need to ask, imagine, and plan. What are you talking about? Asked Carlos. We're going to win this game. I'm talking about how we'll do it. Not just by using our legs and feet, but also by using our minds to outsmart the other team. We need to ask some good questions. What patterns these guys have been running all day? Up the right side to Angelo, their fastest forward, answered Javier. Yeah, never tell. We're too late to block his pass. We need to imagine some ways to defend our goal and then come up with a plan. Is everybody with me? Juan Daniel placed his right hand in the center of the circle with the teammates. And Carlos stuck his hand on top of Juan Daniel, and Javier, Cesar, and the rest of the team followed after. They come up with a solid plan. Juan Daniel's team ran to the field with a newfound determination. Jose Eduardo's team looked shocked as Juan Daniel's team scored a goal within their first 3 minutes back on the field. They scored another tie to the game, but 1 minute left. Juan Daniel found himself still 8 meters away from the goal, with Jose Eduardo guarding him like a hawk. Juan Daniel got control of the ball and took off running. Jose Eduardo was close on his heels. Juan Daniel felt a heavy hand on his shoulder, just like that last week, when he knocked down and hurt. He was knocked down and hurt. This time, he guarded the ball closely between his feet, ducked down on the to get out of Jose and out of his way, and continued to run up the field. Without Juan Daniel there to push on, Jose Eduardo lost balance and went flying toward the ground. He landed just in time for the dust from Juan Daniel's shoes to billow up his face. Juan Daniel shot the ball forward. Go! Juan Daniel's teammates ran to him, whooping and cheering. That shot was amazing, cried Carlos. The plan really worked. I can't believe we won. Juan Daniel smiled at him. There's just one more thing that I need to take care of. Meet me at school early tomorrow morning, okay? Juan Daniel grabbed his bag and frog and headed off toward home. Chapter 8, Freeing the Frog. The next morning, Juan Daniel sat outside his school. From the membrane he had designed and the frog, on a piece of paper, he carefully drew a diagram of his frog container and membrane, placed it in an envelope, and addressed it. Miss Kristen Peters, Facultad de Ingeniería y Arquitectura, Universidad de El Salvador, San Salvador, El Salvador. As he sealed the envelope, he saw Carlos walking toward him. All right, I'm here, Carlos said. What did you want to take care of? It's not for me, said Juan Daniel. It's for our lucky team mascot, said Juan Daniel, led Carlos to the back of the school. Leafy canopy stretched above him. Juan Daniel carefully loosened the membrane from the top of the frog's bowl and watched with approval as the frogs hopped out and headed towards a low leafy bush nearby. You didn't want to keep him? Don't you think we need him to be our mascot in the tournament next time? Carlos says. Nah, Juan Daniel said. He definitely inspired me, but the next time I think we'll do just fine with our determination, our football skills, and a great plan.